Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 53 after the hour. It's 7 till the hour. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. No jokes. I know what you're thinking. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want you to check out Bill Duckerberg's website, smallbus.com, right? Is that right, Bill? No, org.org.
Yeah.
Smallbus.org.
Right.
Smallbiz with a BUS.org. You can find Bill's Small Business Optimism Index that he produces every month. It has been now since I was a pup, and which is a long time ago. And also my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. He also allows us to put that up there. So check that out when you get a chance. Bill, thank you again for all your hard work. Let's get back into the index. And capital spending is at a historically low average. Is that right?
Yep. Nobody's spending any money on expansion or equipment except, if it breaks, I guess, or the roof leaks. Other than that, there's just none of that's happening. Only 4% of the owners say that now is a good time to expand. It should be in the 20s. When you come out of a recession, historically, our small business owners, one in five say, oh, it's a great time to expand, but it did not happen this time. Well, we haven't been able to get out of this 4% or 5% range, so nobody's doing it.
Well, Bill, back to my reference earlier to the fact that technology is contributing to not having to hire as many people. It's impacted my business. It impacts everybody's business. Technology produces a great payroll dividend if you do it right for most industries. So when you've got no hiring and no reinvesting in technology, that is a real, unfortunately, that's a real sign of no growth expectation, isn't it?
Well, that's right, because if you're not doing either one of those, then obviously you have the expectation of no growth of any significance in your sales and your business. Otherwise,
right,
you'd be doing one or the other of those. You could be not hiring labor and really spending money in technology, or you could be hiring lots of labor and not spending in technology. But if you're doing nothing, that's a very bad sign.
Right. What about sales?
Sales, we're still having a weakness in sales. We have 24% of the owners still, which basically one in four, say that weak sales is their top business problem. That's down from 33% a couple of years ago, so it's gotten better. But still, historically, we just never saw readings like that. So we're still having an historical anomaly here. You just don't see weak sales being a problem 2 years into the recovery.
And folks, remember, Bill's experiential taproot goes back over 30 years in terms of watching this month after month after month. For you to be calling this kind of behavior, this kind of performance or non-performance, for you to be calling this historic is really troubling.
Yeah, well, small business, of course, really is the growth engine for the economy. I mean, that's where, everything gets started, if you will. And so
yep.
to have it, not moving at all, kind of in neutral, is very unhelpful.
And yet, when you look at the behavior and the work that, if you can call it that, that our so-called leaders are doing, it's as if small business doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, that's right. They do include the name small business in the press conferences, because Gallup a couple of weeks ago did a survey about most respected professions.
Yeah.
And the small business owner came in number two, and of course, congressman came in last place.
Dead last, exactly.
Behind
drug
dealers. They like to use our name, but then
yeah,
but that's it. Then they forget about us. Then if you look at the Job Creation Council there, I think there might be one small business guy that was appointed
right
to it.
One of the things that you refuted this time, and you have every time, is they keep talking about small business owners need to get credit from banks. You report again, once again, that is something I've known for a long time. They can get all the credit they need, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can't. You obviously can't get credit like we were back in 07 when you were borrowing on some building that everybody was projecting would double in price every week. That was foolishness.
Right.
But you can get credit for a good business plan with normal underwriting standards. And all the banks I talk to, and I talked to the consumer bankers a few weeks ago in Orlando, and they all say, we have money, we just don't have any applicants.
We don't
and
have any
my
applications.
Little banks, same problem. We don't have enough applications.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, thank you very
much. We'll see you next time. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. A great American. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.